rolling through a Saturday morning at my house, all for the sake of helping you at your house. It's Rosie on the house. I have an alert. We have a rebate offer that's expiring here in the next week, and you all need to go know about it. If you're looking at trying to participate in saving water, most cities in Arizona will give you an incentive to do away with warm weather grass, the Bermuda lawns. Most cities will give you significant credits against your future water bill for getting rid of it. Let me give you an example. One city in Arizona, for every square foot of grass you take out and install an approved substitute, they're going to let you offset your water bill by a dollar, up to 5,000 square feet. So if you had a really big lawn that you decided to convert to indigenous plants and xeriscaping, you would get a $5,000 rebate against your water bill. I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm going to eliminate about 1,000 square feet of lawn. We don't have kids at the house anymore. We have the dogs in the backyard. Perfect area for expanding the dog kennel run. This all expires. You only have to the end of this month in most cities to make application for that. So get a hold of your city. You can take a look at AMWA, Arizona Municipal Water Users Association, AMWA. Their website spells out City of Avondale, City of Chandra, Gilbert, Glendale, Goodyear, Mesa, Peoria, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe. Many other cities are included. So if we're all trying to cut back on our water consumption, which we should be to be responsible Arizona homeowners, consider activating the rebate program that applications must be in by end of this week, end of this month.
Good tip.
Okay.
Las Vegas is offering $3 a square foot.
Wow.
Well, they should.
They
should. They're in a lot bigger trouble than we are. Yeah. Let's talk about curb appeal. On the topic of being a good neighbor, I'm going to challenge you as you walk around your neighborhood to what would it take for your home to become that one head turner in the front yard? Not just another yard you're walking by, but a yard to get your neighbors to stop, look, and admire it. Romy talked a little bit about the layering effect, the gabion walls, the lighting, the use of indigenous trees, layers, levels. That's a part of being a contributing neighbor, when your front yard actually enhances the ambiance of the community.
True.
Think about it. And I saw a GIF the other day. It was a front yard full of kids' bicycles. And the GIF said, before social networking, we always knew where everybody was. From everybody's bicycles and skateboards in the front yard of somebody's house. I thought that was a great one. Curb appeal has a lot to do with cleanliness, organization, and design. I'll tell you, one of the smartest things Jennifer and I ever did in our front yard was put a mailbox in. It was expensive by the way of ordering mailboxes, for sure. But it gets inset into a masonry column that when we leave, we can actually have the mailman delivering mail to our home that stacks up inside a waterproof, steel, lockable compartment. And we never have to stop our mail service. We never have to stop any delivery service at all. And we go out upon return, and it can be a pretty big pile sometimes. But that long-term storage mailbox has been probably one of the smartest things we did in the whole front yard.
Yeah, and when you're talking about your mailbox and your house number, those are really things that should be
shouted
make sure
out.
that they're easily spotted for anybody trying to find you, but especially if it was an emergency situation or something like that. Make sure you have your number on the curb and easily seen on the house.
The driveway. What are you going to do about the driveway? If you've got a concrete driveway that's worn, cracked, settled, in need of repair, I would tell you strongly consider go back in pavers. When we're building and remodeling homes at Rosie Wright Remodeling, as well as the other Rosie Certified contractors, TWD, Kirk Development, BC Renovations, Hockley Design Build, we're not doing much outside concrete anymore. Pavers are just they're just such a huge improvement over what concrete is. Keep the concrete in your interior, exterior surface, consider pavers. They are infinitely and ultimately much, much better for 100 different reasons. And then lighting and landscaping in setting that curb appeal and front yard apart. I don't know, Jennifer, I haven't bought very many houses. The house we're in now, I think we've been in about 40 years.
34
years.
It goes with Julia's birthday.
But I won't buy another house without driving by it at night. I won't buy another house without going and parking in the neighborhood in the evening and just listen. But taking a look at the landscaping, taking a look at the lighting at night, taking a look at the impression the house leaves in the evening, I think are critical factors in purchasing any house in the future.
We also talk about garage doors. If it's, especially if it's facing the street, it's going to be the largest architectural feature on your home. So how good does your garage door look? And as for as big of an area as the garage door takes up per square footage, it can be one of the more affordable items to replace on your home. And you know, you've got great carriage doors, and with what they can do in the stamped metal molding and make it look like wood, or different styles and designs, so it's not just a bleak white. So that can be a huge enhancement to your overall curb appeal. We talk about windows and screens. You know, you don't see irons over windows very much anymore, and that's a good thing.
Security bars.
And if you feel that you need those, there are other things that you can do. There are screens that they make that, you know, you can watch the demonstration videos of them trying to beat it in, and, you know, they're just durable enough that you can't just cut the screen and smash the glass. There's laminates that make your glass bulletproof that you can put on, so that there's security things you can do that doesn't scream paranoid or bad neighborhood.
Or safety-wise, those bars always scare me a little bit, even though they have the latches on them and stuff.
They should have.
Yeah,
for an escape exit.
Should. Yes, right.
If you're trying to get out of a burning home, yeah.
So the topic for the month has been neighborliness. We've tried to cover it from virtually every single angle we could consider. We're going to cover it from another angle again next week. We're here. Our website's rosieonthehouse.com. If you want to get out and about across the state of Arizona and look at neighborhoods in other areas of the state, you can. You can register to win an Arizona staycation. Only one place to do it, rosieonthehouse.com. We pick one name every month for someone that wins a staycation. When we draw that name, we empty the basket of all the names. You can enter again every single month. We draw a winner every month, and this winner, current winner, is actually going to Yuma.
They are there now. Took off an expedition on Wednesday. It doesn't have to be a weekend. Sometimes it's kind of fun to go during the week when there's not a big crowd. And there happened to be a concert they wanted to see.
Funny.
So he worked around that desire to get to that. But when they get to Sanderson Four, John Pratt meets them with the vehicle ready. And then you get a really great, we include a nice basket. And our Divine Gourmet is our new partner in the staycation basket, and they have provided all kinds of goodies. If you look on their website, it's divinegourmet.com. They're down in Chandler on the little square there. Great big store, really nice. They have they make their own confections.
Oh boy.
Some caramels and things. They carry all kinds of good Arizona treats and wine and and products. So you just can't go wrong. It's a great place if you're looking for just a housewarming gift or any kind of business gift or anything.
So the staycation includes a Sanderson Ford vehicle of your choice, any one of the cars that they have in the loaner stable. You can go take a look at it and pick out the car of your choice. We load the car, fill a tank with gas, with a gift basket. That also includes some great volumes from Arizona Highways has been a contributing partner to the staycation since it started.
And Arizona State Park passes, yeah.
So it's Arizona
really,
State Park
really great pass. Goodie basket.
Yeah. And then you get to go to the designation you've won expense-free. We cover the lodging, we cover the gas, and we cover the food. Only available at rosieonthehouse.com in our way of encouraging you all to get out and see the great locations amongst this beautiful state of Arizona, sponsored by Sanderson Ford. We do have phone calls. You want to go ahead?
Well, and if you're going this weekend, you can follow, you look at the keyword AZWX, hashtag AZWX, on a Twitter account. Facebook, that is not active. No one's posting there, but just hashtag AZWX. It stands for Arizona Weather. And you can see people from all over the state posting from Summer Haven is getting dusted with snow.
Yes!
And outside of Tucson.
Yes!
We've got Strawberry, Flagstaff. The Prescott Courthouse has a nice layer of snow on it this morning.
And it was snowing at 7 o'clock this morning in Prescott.
Oh!
Yep. I had some raindrops on the windshield coming across northern today, so you can go see the what everyone's posting around the state on the weather, and that may kind of help deter where you're going this weekend, too, if you're going to do a little traveling.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to the phone. Rudy's been on hold for just a little bit as we finish this presentation on the staycation. Rudy is calling from Anthem. Good morning, Rudy.
Good morning, Rosie. My air conditioners are just about 20 years old. I have 2 4-ton trains on there. I've had three different houses, and they've all had train air conditioners on them, and I've been extremely happy with the service I've gotten out of them. But I want to get mine replaced. But the Rosie contractor that I like I like the most to do it doesn't sell trains.
Yeah.
He sells a Lennox. What's your feeling about a Lennox?
Well, either one of those pieces of equipment are excellent pieces of equipment. Generally, what it comes down to me, when I'm designing the air conditioning system for a remodel or a replacement unit, I take a real hard look at the application and how the people live in the home. Even manufacturers as big as Trane and Lennox are, once you dial down to the details of lifestyle, desired temperature in the summer, what's the BTU gain of the house? Have we done a whole house energy audit to check the integrity of the ductwork? Have you ever run a whole house energy audit on the 20-year-old house?
I have. I had Rias do it,
okay.
But it was probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. Well, I would make sure the air conditioning contractor you're talking to sees that. Okay. That's like a overall complete holistic health inspection of your home. We use them all the time to get familiar with the bones of the house. In addition to a home inspection, so take a look at that. I would tell you either one of those brands are going to be fine. There are certain applications. Is it a split unit? Is it a gas pack heater? Is it a full heat pump, no natural gas at all? Is it a roof mount unit? Every one of those criteria kind of narrows your decision-making process. And if you go through the full analysis, it's going to lead you to one particular piece of equipment. But the air conditioning contractor you have the relationship with, trust his Lennox relationship, that can mean a lot for you in the ongoing next 20 years of owning this equipment.